Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Matt Rothschild with me as my co-host for the remainder of the show. And every Monday, you can find him here with me. I come to you from 540 AM WAUK. We've got some swag in the works for the Maggie Dawn Show. I'll let you know when that's available. Question of this final half hour of the show. What is your reaction to now this indelible image imprinted in all of our minds of law enforcement from what agency? Who knows? Because they rarely wear clear insignia. In full tactical gear, basically minus an automatic weapon and a military-style helmet, but otherwise full tactical gear with face mask coverings on from their neck all the way up to their eyeballs, a baseball cap, and then shades. You literally can't see a bit of the person's face. Is that okay in a democracy? And again, I am not talking about when they got to go after cartel members, there's a legit security risk if they can be identified. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you want to round up 10, 11 million people, most of whom are not violent criminals, the vast majority of which are taxpaying, hardworking neighbors and colleagues, like the teacher's aide in Milwaukee Public Schools who may get snatched up tomorrow as two kids. You don't need a face mask on for that arrest. Why do you have a face mask on? I got lit up a little bit online, which I love, as you all would know. I'm going to share with you my response to a few of those, but let's take a little bit of sound. This is Congressman Dan Goldman. Actually, first, Jacob, let's actually take the Homan sound. So this is the head of ICE, Tom Homan, one of Donald Trump's favorite people, on Fox News just a few weeks ago, showing us the attitude of ICE when it comes to the rule of law in this country and making sure we do things correctly, because we are a shining city on a hill.
I promised the American people, the President Trump has made a promise to American people, we're going to make this country safe again. I wake up every morning loving my job because I work for the greatest president in the history of my life, and we're going to make this country safe again. I'm proud to be a part of this administration. We're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think. I don't care what the left thinks. We're coming.
I don't care what the judges think. That's a nice attitude to have by a cabinet secretary for the U.S. government.
I mean, this is the same guy that threatened Governor Evers. And so my question, and I talked to a bunch of my friends who are either current U.S. attorneys, okay, former U.S. assistant U.S. attorneys, and immigration lawyers. I know a whole ream of these people. And said, is this normal? Like, do these guys usually look like this when they're going to do these arrests? The answer was, from every single one of them, including people who are quite conservative, no, this is basically the new uniform of ICE, and nobody's going to do a damn thing about it. Now, Dan Goldman, who's now a congressman, he was formerly an assistant U.S. attorney. He is an extremely well-respected lawyer. He is a Democrat. But here's what Dan Goldman, because he knows about this stuff, again, worked for the feds. As a prosecutor, he was a law enforcement official. Here's what he had to say. This is cut 11, Jacob, about all these masks that all these guys are wearing.
I had with the ICE agents. I was a federal prosecutor for 10 years right there. I worked with the Department of Homeland Security. I worked with ICE agents. I worked with Homeland Security's investigations. I have never seen any plainclothes officer wearing a mask. And I asked them, why are you wearing a mask? One person told me, because it's cold. I asked him if he would testify to that under oath, and he walked away and wouldn't respond to me. Another person admitted that they're wearing masks so that they are not caught on video. And my question to them is, if what you are doing is legitimate, is lawful, is totally above board, why do you need to cover your face? Law enforcement officers do not cover their face. And in fact, the Trump administration is cracking down on universities for allowing protesters to wear masks. So apparently it is not okay to wear a mask if you're protesting the government, but it is okay if you are the government to wear masks and in order to shield your face from the public.
My baseline, as someone who worked in government, who has had people really angry at me, is this. If you can't do your job as a governmental employee, and I'm not talking about people that work in intelligence, I'm not talking about undercover, I'm not talking about any of that, not stupid, so please don't come at me with that nonsense. If you cannot stand up with your face fully visible and say, I am Officer so-and-so, and you're so ashamed, maybe that should cause you some pause. I think it is much easier for people to do wrong when we're hidden behind screens, in our cars, hidden behind masks. And if Donald Trump, as he said on March 4th in a Truth Social post, American students will be permanently expelled or arrested depending on the crime. No masks in protest. Thank you for your attention. He's saying we're going to criminalize if you show up at a protest with a mask on. We've got over 21 states in this country that have introduced legislation to criminalize mask wearing in a protest. There are more bills introduced in this year by this time than there have been in prior years. They're passing. It's illegal to show up to exercise your First Amendment right in a mask, but law enforcement gets to hide behind it when they're executing their normal, regular, everyday functions, right? Like that. This is what immigration agents are supposed to be doing. Matt, feels so gross to me.
Yeah, and I don't think it's to mask their identity. I think it's to intimidate the American people. I think that's what it's all about. They want American news consumers to see these people in masks throwing undocumented people here in this country into vans and whisking them away to prisons in El Salvador or Louisiana or Sudan or wherever they're going, and for us to be scared. That's what I think what's going on. I mean, listen, we've got police, good police officers every day patrolling the streets of this country without wearing masks.
Right. What in the hell are they talking about? 855-752-4842. Kevin, listening on WMDX, says this. Without due process, identification of the agents and proper warrants, aren't the ICE arrests tantamount to kidnapping? There are some powers that enable this. But again, what the Supreme Court has said unequivocally is you're supposed to get due process. If someone were to fight back, Kevin continues, could they possibly be acquitted on self-defense, a la Kyle Rittenhouse? I mean, this is the la-la land that we're in. If these guys bust down my door in the middle of the night and I live in a stand-my-ground state and I light them up with my, multiple magazine automatic weapon because my state says that's fine, and they don't have ID and they haven't identified them. I mean, now, law enforcement, if they bust down your door, are supposed to be saying police, police, police. But again, if you're covering all this up, I think it's a combo. I think they don't want their identities out there, Matt. And I think the visual is meant to be intimidating. Here's what I said. Let me just describe for folks briefly, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. I'll just share with you my experience. I have had protesters at my personal residence 3 times. They numbered approximately 20, 25, 30 each time. Full signs with my name on it, Margaret C. Dawn, and a bunch of allegations. They didn't understand what my job was. They didn't understand the role of my office. It was basically a misunderstanding. I actually twice went out and sat down with the protesters, it was in the summer, brought them some water. Hey, let's sit down. Let me try to explain. They weren't satisfied. And I said, thank you, and went back inside but I came out. I didn't actually, try to avoid. These people had a right to be there. They were standing in public space protesting what they thought they disagreed with that they thought I had done. Guess what? Part of the job I signed up for.
Right.
Part of the job. Here's what I said to this former CEO who went off about they're getting doxxed. I worked in government. I've had protesters at my home. It's not a moment I relished, but I realized that when you exercise the power of the state on behalf of the people, the people may have questions and objections. If protests are peaceful on public property, then what's the beef? Many Dems, including me, condemn political violence of all types. Are those Dems dangerous and unhinged because we criticize our government? What do you say about pizza delivery to judges at their homes using the name of Esther Salas' son, who was shot and murdered by an aggrieved party that had appeared before the judge, posing as a pizza delivery man? These pizza deliveries are going to, by the way, judges ruling against Donald Trump. There are thousands of these apparently that have happened, or at least hundreds by my understanding. Calling huge groups of people dangerous and unhinged is itself a bit extremist. No, I condemn all forms of political violence and oppression, regardless of source or speaker. Will you join me? What should the rule be regarding name badges and face coverings are those that are in law enforcement? What if a president executed a clearly unconstitutional executive order to round up all privately held weapons in the U.S. because of our, quote, violence crisis? Should the officers that come to raid your home in the middle of the night to seize your weapons illegally, I might add, cover their faces and refuse to identify themselves? Is outrage relative? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. We got Matt Rothschild with us. Let's go to the phones. Ollie from the Northwoods, always a pleasure to see you on my caller list. Say hi to Matt. What you got for us? Hello, Ollie, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say my name.
That's all right.
I agree with both of you about the masks. I think that's just a way of intimidating people. I think that since everything has gone off the rails, that's my only way of saying this, that the law enforcement, to some extent, not all law officers, but some tend to be more assertive.
I mean, Matt, your reactions to this, Ollie's making the point that within law enforcement and various law enforcement agencies, there definitely is the hoorah culture. Like, yep, put me in tactical, put me in a tank that we got from the U.S. military on the secondary market, and let's take down doors. And it's the cowboy that exists within law enforcement. It exists alongside law enforcement officers that don't abide by any of that at all, right? Like, both things are true. But the cowboy mentality scares the crap out of me when I'm the one that's looking down the barrel of their guns.
Right. And a lot of folks who are non-white are disproportionately the victims of that. And Donald Trump is encouraging this kind of cowboy policing. He's been doing it for years.
Folks, that's Matt Rothschild, host of Wisconsin Forward, a podcast available on the Civic Media Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. We've got our final thoughts on the ICE agents in full tactical with masks on, refusing to identify themselves, intimidation program of the Trump administration next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. 855-752-4842. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter, and 855-75-CIVIC.